me in your tender arms.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Zara and Brooke with your 10, 11 a.m. Zedlines. Researchers from the University of Queensland have launched Queensland's first quantum computing company that makes miniaturized components with real-world applications. The team has currently managed to shrink a critical computing component from the size of a matchbox down to a tenth of the width of a human hair, opening the door for quantum mechanics to enable new technologies. The breakthrough looks promising, with the Queensland government announcing $76 million investment over the next 4 years through its Queensland Quantum and Advanced Technology Strategy.
Residents of Tara, 300 kilometres west of Brisbane, are calling for better communication from the council as bushfires destroy their town. Hundreds of people remain at the evacuation centre in Dalby, just over an hour away, but dozens of residents have resorted to sleeping in their cars. So far, the Tara bushfires have destroyed 32 homes and taken 2 people's lives. Residents are calling for a local refuge to be established to provide updates to locals on the status of their properties.
In national news, a new report from SafeWork Australia is calling for a world-first ban on engineered stone. The report comes in response to growing pressure in the industry, with cases of silicosis, the work-related lung disease resulting from working with the stone, affecting the tradies who install the stone in homes and businesses. If successful, Australia will become the first country in the world to eliminate artificial stone. Federal Minister for Workplace Relations Tony Burke, as well as NSW South Australia, Victoria and Queensland all support a total ban.
A Northern Territory politician has stirred controversy after they were involved in the Global Tobacco and Nicotine Forum that took place in September. Northern Territory Independent Ms. Kazia Purik attended the forum in South Korea and took part in a panel where she spoke about government regulation of tobacco and nicotine in Australia. Ms. Purik represents an electorate in Darwin's rural area and is a former speaker of the Northern Territory Parliament, which has been consistently criticised for its lack of action on tobacco regulation. Currently, it is unclear why Ms. Purik attended and whether taxpayer money was used to fund the trip.
In international news, cleanup efforts have started in Mexico after Hurricane Otis ravaged the coastal city Acapulco last week. The record-breaking hurricane resulted in the deaths of 48 people and destroyed almost 300,000 homes and 600 hotels. Mexico has deployed thousands of soldiers and police to assist with cleanup and rescue efforts. It is expected electricity will be fully restored in the city by Tuesday local time.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band.
That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.